Well, good afternoon and a happy Monday, the 17th day of June, 2024. Great to have you riding along with us here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR. I am Anthony Bellino filling in for Uncle Paul here on Focus with Paul W. Smith and coming to you live from the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club, which, you know, after the U.S. Open is the perfect venue on a Monday. When you look back to yesterday's events and what took place, Bryson DeChambeau, perhaps maybe the most clutch golf shot hit in U.S. Open history, 55 yards out of a bunker and stuck it within 5 feet and then made the putt afterwards. Rory McIlroy bogeys three of his final four holes on the way out, and Bryson DeChambeau hoists the trophy. Good for the Live Tour, bad for the PGA, and Oakland Hills will host eight of those such events in the coming years, beginning with the U.S. Junior Am this July, the 22nd through the 27th, the U.S. Women's Open in 2031 and 2042, the U.S. Open, of course, in 2034, and then again in 2051, the U.S. Women's Am in 2029, the U.S. Girls Junior Am in 2038, and the U.S. Amateur in 2047. We are here, of course, because of Corwell Health's Drive for Life Invitational. I was pulled off the golf course by Jeff Marcero because Uncle Paul was going to be out of town. He said, you know what, you got to fill in for Paul W. today, Anthony. You're off the team, and that's all because I couldn't make a putt last week at our previous outing. That's why that happened. I won't hear otherwise. It's not because Paul W's on vacation. It's because I couldn't make a punt. And we're joined by Tom McGannon, the Vice President of Community Engagement, Corwell Health Foundation of Southeast Michigan. Tom, thank you. I just asked you, do we have any outings next week we can play in?
We need to get you out. Apparently, if your putting is a little off, we'll take care of that for you.
You know what? In the week before we were out here, and I'm telling you, Tom, the cup looked like Lake Erie. Your boy was not missing. Couldn't miss a putt. I was dialed in. We played Casey Lubon, who's out there today, the head golf coach for Michigan State University. And, I mean, the long putter was going. He was looking at me like I was on tour. I said, hey, you got any scholarships left? He was giggling. He loved it. TPC Michigan last week?
You know what? It was the course. It was not you. I'm sure of it.
Well, you know, thank you very much for that. All right, Tom, let's get into today's event because this is a big one. Give me the overview, the experience. Why are we here at Oakland Hills?
What a great place to play golf. One of the best courses in the state of Michigan. And we're so delighted to have this partnership as we raise funds for our breast cancer programs at our Royal Oak and our Troy hospitals. We have generous, generous sponsors who have come out and supported this event for years and years. This event has been happening in different forms for more than 30 years, but we've raised $10 million to support oncology services at our Royal Oak and Troy Hospital with generous sponsors. It's an amazing day. It's a great course, and it's generous community members who help us make that happen.
How many people are expected to attend this event? Because I see golfers all over the place. In fact, we were almost hit by a ball earlier. It landed like right about there, went off the awning. It was what an incredible shot. They didn't play it, obviously, but how many people do you think are going to be out here today?
Sorry about that. That might have been me. We have about 200 golfers who joined us today, and it's various corporations throughout Detroit and Michigan who all come to celebrate healthcare and help us help our patients with a great day of golf.
Now, you mentioned the funds just a moment ago, but how much money is expected to be raised just here today?
We'll raise about $300,000.
Wow.
Yeah, all that money goes directly back into the community. It helps us with transportation services so that patients who might not be able to get to their cancer treatment and they don't have to make that choice. We help them get to those cancer treatment programs and sessions. We underwrite the cost of care for some of them as well, and we use this money to also collect data so that we are improving our patient experience and outcomes. This event does more than you can imagine.
You know, and that when you talk about, I got to get to, where did that idea come from to say, hey, you know what, we're going to be able to transport people that don't have their own transportation? Because you talk about community impact, and a lot of people say it, but that's really putting, you know, the wheels in motion there.
It is. We have very caring clinicians who ask each patient, how's your situation? What do you need? And support helps you to make sure that this treatment process for you is easy for you. And maybe somebody doesn't have a spouse or a family member who can drive them, or a friend or neighbor, and that they would have to make that choice. We don't want them to. We want them to get the treatment they need.
Wow. That's... Yeah, I mean, you talk about community impact. That's it right there. I mean, that is not just, you know, throwing your name on something. That's actually, you know, getting out there, making a difference, using those funds to help better the care and the treatment of, you know, people that are in, you know, dire need, that need this sort of thing. How can listeners still support this program. If they couldn't make it out here today, or if they wanted more information, maybe they wanted to join me, you know, not make a putt at TPC Michigan last week, or maybe come out here to Oakland Hills, how can they still get involved?
Sure. And that's the beauty of events like this. It takes people who are participating on site the day of the event, but we also get a lot of folks who listen in or who might receive our invitation and say, I can't golf, but let me make a contribution. And there are two ways you can do that. You can call the Corwell Health Foundation at 522-947-0100. It's 947-522-0100. And you can also log on to our website, which is beaumont.org/give, and make your gift online.
Now, once again, 947-522-0100, beaumont.org/give. That is, looking to raise $300,000. What are some of the other, I guess, not necessarily the initiatives, right, but what else do these funds support?
Well, when we work with these different patients, we've supported lots of things during the years, from fellowships for training breast care surgeons, so they're getting top-notch treatment right here in our community. Patient treatment scholarships, a lot of our fundraising goes to that to make sure people can afford the care as well. It impacts specialty training for our clinicians and our nurses. It funds nurse navigators, so we actually have nurses who will help you navigate the cancer care programs as well, too. So from top to bottom, we're there to help.
Wow. It's just it's incredible. And I believe last week you said something to us on Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and myself that really stood out to me, and that was taking care of those who might be underinsured.
Can you imagine not being able to afford care if you get that diagnosis? And no. Having to make any of those choices to whether you pay your rent versus you might have cancer care treatment, and we want to make sure you never have to make that choice.
That's something that really stood out to me last week that I wanted to, circle back on for this event here, because it is a fun way to get out, to have people that, can contribute financially to this cause, get to have a fun day. They go play golf on, the most prestigious course here in the great state of Michigan, and it is a mecca of golf. So they get to, enjoy their round. But to really think about where those dollars go and the impact that can have on people's lives. You might go out here and win the tournament. You might go out here and throw a couple bogeys on the card in a scramble. But at the end of the day, you know that, hey, we actually did something that made a difference in people's lives. And when you talk about the decisions that have to be made, especially when it comes to healthcare, right, when it comes to medicine and how, someone who is underinsured has to make some of those choices and where these funds can go to help provide for those types of people, it's special.
It is. And then we have sponsors who step forward to take care of that. Our title sponsor, Ahead, the more than 50 sponsors who have joined us today, all very generous community leaders who want to make sure that they're helping.
Well, Tom, as always, thank you for allowing us to be a part of this great event. It is it's special. I know Jeff Marcereau is out there right now with Coach Casey and whoever else they got to fill in for me. Can't believe
that. Not having as much fun without you.
No, I'm telling you. They're not having as much fun as I am here today with you. Tom McGannon, Vice President, Community Engagement at Corwell Health Foundation of Southeast Michigan. The Drive for Life right here at Oakland Hills. Tom, my friend, thank you so much for your time.
Our pleasure.
We'll be back with more Focus with Paul W. Smith. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR.